voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM
95.6.
Mentioned at the top of the show, HP Source. And a lot of people, when we talked about HP moving production out of the UK, people said, oh, I'm never going to buy it again. It's been named the brand that people have the most emotional attachment with in this country. The condiment originally made in Aston in Birmingham, Heinz moved it. That was back in 2007. Marmite, Heinz, tomato ketchup, Jaffa cakes, Ribena. Also making the top 10 in a list compiled from a survey of 5,000 shoppers named or asked to name their favourite brand. Paul Hitchings, a branding expert, author of the book Successful Brand Management and Create the Perfect Brand. Hello, Paul.
Hello, hi.
If you ask most people, maybe outside the West Midlands, as to where HP Source is made, they'd probably say in the West Midlands, in Brum or in this country, but it isn't.
That's true. Yes, so, that's true. I think, though, in essence, it remains British. You know, and the people that have bought it, the Heinz Company, you know, they understand that core essence of the brand, its Britishness. So, you know, they don't want to mess with that because that's the jewel, the asset that they've bought. So, so for many of us, it retains that character, that strong brand character that we associate with it. So, you know, it's still British, just like Mini and Rolls Royce are, despite being owned by a German company like BMW.
Well, that's the thing. How much of what we think is British now is actually British? Because Heinz moved their production to the Netherlands, and there were people saying, oh, we'll never buy it again.
Well, it's interesting, but it doesn't seem to have hurt their sales. So I think quite a few of us have obviously reneged on that. But such is the power of the source. One of my favourite brands is there in number two, Marmite. And, you know, I don't know what I'd do if they stopped making it. So it's these are the things that we love. You know, they're at the heart. And that's why, you know, it's very difficult to divorce yourself from some of these brands. And the owners of those brands know that. So they remain prized assets.
In terms of branding, is there a secret? Because HP, they depicted Big Ben on it, didn't they, on the front, on the logo?
I think the real secret, you know, is about personality, you know, having a strong personality coming through the brand. And I mean, you know, by that, a strong character, something that's very unique about it. And when you look down this list of the top 10, you know, there's some very strong brands that we have to go a long way to find something to match them, like Ribena, for instance, you know, as I mentioned, Marmite.
Are those British companies, are they still made here?
Well, that's quite interesting, because in the top 10 list, six of them we would assume to be British, but three of those six are actually owned overseas. But if you turn it around the other way, you might assume that Ben & Jerry's is American, but it's actually owned by an Anglo-Dutch company.
So it cuts both ways.
It does.
Paul Hitchings, who's a branding expert. Paul, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM
95.6.